You know what the scariest thing is? To not know your place in this world. To not know why you're here. It's just an awful feeling.
Mighty Maestro Gary Miller, I have made an observation about you since I've known you for the past many moons. Would you like to know what that observation
is? I can't wait.
You are waiting with bated breath, as they say. Someday I'm actually going to look up the word baited and find out what that actually means. That means that you have like the breath of fish bait? Is that what that means?
That sounds right.
That sounds about right. Well, this is my observation about you. You are quite the hard worker, quite a busy bee. Did you know that?
There's some hosts that really drive me into extra duty at all times, so that's why that happens.
I know that's not me, because I'm the laziest person that you probably deal with.
You're one of many.
One of many lazy people that you deal with. But you are quite the busy person. I'm actually quite the busy person as well. But I have a guest on the show today that actually puts both of us to shame. He is quite the busy beaver, and I am looking forward to having him on the show and asking him many questions about his career calling. But before I do, let me introduce today's show. Welcome to another edition of English Class with Robbie Romeiser. Actually, this is an edition of Career Callings, and our purpose at Career Callings is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. You can join us today by phone, text, or email with your questions or comments at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E at careercallings.net. Now, the gentleman I'm going to have on the program today is a fellow that's familiar to all of us. He is a businessman who is a banker by trade. He, in his personal life, is a loving father. And in the political realm, he has a voice for conservatism and common sense in the state of South Carolina. So I have, as a pleasure to me and to my audience, a guest today whose name is Josh Kimbrell, the man behind the Common Sense Radio Show, which does indeed air here on Christian Talk 660 AM and 92.9 FM. Josh Kimbrell, welcome to the program today.
Well, Robbie, a pleasure to be with you, and thank you for taking the time. Your producer there was complaining about certain talk radio hosts who increase his workload. I'm guilty as charged.
That's okay. He needs someone to keep him humble.
He was talking about me. That was a thinly veiled attempt to jab at me. That's what he was doing.
You should have.
You're not being deceived, Robbie. That is Gary Miller's M.O. right there.
You should have heard what he said about you before we called you on the phone. So that's all good. Well, I'm looking forward to asking you several questions about your career calling. Most people who know of you and about you through radio and such, they know about what you do from the political realm and how you're trying to impact this world for Christ and conservative values. But people may not know you at the career level and what you've done, what you've accomplished, what your challenges have been. And what I want to try to do with the following set of questions is glean from you lessons of wisdom and struggle and triumph that will help guide and encourage other people listening to this program about their career calling. So with that little bit of a setup, the first question I want to ask you is this. Kind of give us some highlights about how the Lord has led you to where you are in your career today.
I guess the best question I could ask, I'm going to answer your question with a question, not to play the lawyer games there, but in which area? In the banking side, the political, or a little bit of all of it?
Well, let me just say, let's do the political, since that's the way the people know you most, at
sure.
least through the radio show here, so go ahead.
Well, you know, for me, it started back when I was in college. I mean, the very first time I ever was involved in any political race, I was 19. I was, I guess, a freshman. Actually, I may have been 18 in the first semester freshman in college and worked on some political campaigns for a now former congressman. And that was something always I wanted to. I wanted to be engaged in that public policy arena because as early as I can remember, back to the time that I was a kid, I have a son now. Many people who listen to my program know about that, the struggle to be a father in that regard. But my son is almost 5. I can remember being not much older than he is when I decided that I was in love with the country. I cared very much about our state. And I was always fascinated by history. I was fascinated by civic engagement. So I started working in the political world, being engaged in it, when I was a college freshman, and wholeheartedly went in at that point. And the rest is kind of history. Just one thing led to another in terms of more and more engagement, and finding that there was a greater need than maybe I even realized. And I'm doing this interview with you now, traveling with a group of guys and gals down to Myrtle Beach to engage in an issue in our state here tonight. So, you know, once you get in, it's almost like being a little bit of a junkie, Robbie, that you see the need is indeed greater than you probably thought it was. And that early engagement sort of leads to additional opportunities to be involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as the Lord has kind of drawn you into this world and given you a passion to do what you're doing right now with your radio show and with the political process that you're involved with, no doubt there have been some bumps in the road. No doubt there have been times where you've felt challenged, maybe even discouraged. And what I'd like to ask you to do right now is kind of take us to the worst moment that you've encountered along the path to build common sense and everything that surrounds common sense. And tell us the story behind that moment of pain. Make us feel the pain that you had to go through in order to keep on going down the path that God had called you to go down.
You know, most people probably don't remember that before we did the evening program called Common Sense Now, that's been on the air for over 5 years, before we did that, Gary Miller and I, your producer over there, did a 6:30 a.m. nobody was awake but the two of us radio program. And that was a very difficult thing to do because when I lived in Columbia for a few years. I went when I was married, and that's another story for another time. I think most people who've ever watched the news in the upstate of South Carolina know all about my marriage. But
yep,
when I was married and lived in Columbia from 2009 to 2010, we went there to be involved in the governor's race. And we had I was working at a bank at the time, but my wife at the time and I lived in Columbia strategically so I could do the banking and be engaged in the 2010 governor's race. We had a policy foundation. We hosted a couple of debates and a number of town halls of candidates, not only for governor, but down ballot. So whenever we learned that we were pregnant with my son, Tristan, we moved back home. We wanted to come back to the upstate, and I got a call from Gary Miller talking about an opening, and they needed to fill some time. That's how it happened. It just needed me to be a filler, right?
Careful now. Careful.
Gary, I know what you were doing. You just needed somebody to fill the graveyard shift, man. So it was 6:30 in the morning, and I like an idiot, agreed to do it. So it was 5 days a week at 6:30 in the morning. So I got up and at like 5 a.m., wrote out what I was going to talk about, and went down there and started doing a 6:30 a.m. radio program. Well, believe it or not, apparently, I said a moment ago that it was Gary and I were the only two people awake. Apparently not. There were a lot of people who would listen to the podcast and the audio archives later, and a lot of people were going to the website for it. And we thought, okay, if we can do this, a 30-minute program at 6:30 in the morning, surely we can reach a greater audience and do bigger things if we start looking for a larger time slot. But I'll tell you, that was a year long. We spent an entire year. Nearly a year, I think from like probably January through September, so 9 months of it, doing the 6:30 a.m. Radio program. And at the time, my wife was pregnant. We were they just moved back from the upstate to a place in Greer's. We just moved. We were still somewhat newlyweds. We had a baby on the way, and I'm getting up at the crack of dawn before the chickens could even crow to come down there and do the program. And that was a very hard time. It was very discouraging because I thought, why am I even doing this? I mean, the only people listening are Gary and God. So it was discouraging, but we kept doing it.
You know, my takeaway from that story is that a lot of times, maybe even it's safe to say most of the time, when God starts us down a path he has called us to do or called us to pursue, he does not guarantee us that he's going to make it easy. or going to make it full of fun and joy all the time. But when you hear that call to do something that the Lord wants you to do, we have an obligation to actually take that step one day at a time and do something that may not be comfortable, but we know is right as we pursue the calling that God has called us to. Do you have a different takeaway from your story that you'd like to share with the audience, Josh, or did I pretty much hit that nail on the head?
No, I think that's true. And I mean, one of the things that when God's going to get you, leads you into an area where you may have any kind of influence or any kind of a voice on issues, you're oftentimes going to endure quite a lot of challenges and indeed some personal pain. And, you know, that if you look back now, Robbie, at that waking up at the crack of dawn to do that program, I mean, that was light compared to some of the later challenges I'd be faced with personally, which certainly spilled over into my public life.
Well, in the 3 minutes or so we have until break, let me ask you this question. You're at a place right now where if someone looks at you and sees where you are in your life, they're going to say, you know, Josh Kimbrell is a success. Now, that word success has many different meanings for many different people, but just from a standpoint of the impact you're having on people for the Lord, it's obvious that you're a success. Was there a time where you had an epiphany, where the Lord just kind of shared an epiphany with you that enabled you to transform from what you were prior to that epiphany to what you are today in the next minute and a half, 2 minutes, or Josh?
I wouldn't say there's ever been just one moment of that. It happens often. I mean, for me, it's almost an every couple weeks occurrence. I mean, when you try to do anything like this and you try to do any kind of, make any kind of a difference, you're constantly in a process of trying to become refined, trying to hone your message, trying to figure out how to adapt to it. Yeah, have I had those moments? Yes, but I can't say that I've had one of them. I've had dozens of them, and there are constant directions that there are course corrections along the way. There are changes along the way, things you adapt to. But absolutely, I've had plenty of those, many of them.
I tell you, the takeaway I get from that is this: you know, a lot of people fear to take the next step or any step in the direction that they think the Lord wants them to go because they're fearful that they're not ready yet, or they're not good enough yet, or they're not perfect enough yet. And what you just taught us, Josh, is that our job is not to figure out how ready we are, but to simply take steps of faith and let God enable us to make the proper course corrections along the way as we pursue the work He's called us to do. Well, we'll be back with Josh Kimbrell for another round of great questions and answers when we get back from the break here at Career Callings. See you in just a few. Not long ago, I had a coffee with a young man who I'll call Larry, and Larry was having a tough time in his life because of some financial and emotional woes that had cropped up in his life and was hurting his family. And these financial and emotional woes that had kind of cropped up had cropped up because of a bad career choice. He had chosen a career for the wrong reasons. It was a career mismatch. And as a result of the stress that came from that, his family was suffering emotionally and financially. Hey, don't let that happen to you. Go ahead and do something about it by taking the Career Direct Assessment. The Career Direct Assessment was created by the late Larry Burkett for the very purpose of helping Christians biblically understand and discern how to find a career that matches up with the design God created them with. And just listen for a second, if you will, from a happy, satisfied client of Career Callings named Denise. Denise took Larry Burkett's Career Direct Assessment, and as she says in her testimonial, quote, "Once I completed the assessment, Robbie conducted a video call consultation with me to review my results, and he's easy to talk to, and his passion for helping people find their career direction comes through in his compassionate communication style. After asking several questions, he explained everything well and helped highlight certain insights that were key to my future. More importantly, God and His glory came shining through the session. While Robbie was asking insightful questions during the session, I experienced a significant moment of confirmation and revelation for my life. I could see a glimpse of the bigger picture God had been working in my life over the last few years, and suddenly several events made sense and prayers were answered while inspiring an enthusiasm to move toward my confirmed career calling. Praise God for the work Robbie is doing for and through Christ, and my sincere thanks for helping direct me on to my kingdom work." Thanks, Denise, for your great testimonial. And hey, the Career Direct Assessment has greatly influenced my life, and that's why I want to be able to share it with other people and help people avoid the financial and emotional pain that career mismatches bring.
If you'd like to investigate whether or not the career direct assessment is good for you, someone maybe who's already in the workplace looking for an answer to the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Or maybe you have a loved one, like a child going off to college, that you want to give them some direction on the front end of the career search. Wherever you are in life, at whatever age you're at, the Career Direct Assessment can absolutely help you. I've counseled with teenagers up to 70-year-olds, and the Career Direct Assessment can help them all. If you'd like to learn more about the Career Direct Assessment, go to careercallings.net/discover. That's careercallings.net/discover, and learn more about it and see if it'll benefit you.
You found Christian Talk 660.
But our lives aren't just measured in years. They're measured in the lives of people we touch around us.
This feels like my calling and my purpose in life. There's something different about this journey that's more heart connected.
Purpose is more than just your core of your own self. It's beyond your own identity. Everybody ultimately wants to serve other people.
You can have everything in life you want. You'll just help enough other people get what they want.
And that little bit of sadness in the mornings you spoke of, perhaps you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Welcome back to Career Callings, where our purpose is to help people avoid the financial and emotional pain of a bad career decision by helping them find, prepare for, and pursue the work God created them to do. I'm your host, Robbie Romeiser, and you can join us today by phone, text, or email at 864-381-7649. That's 864-381-7649, or by email at robbie@careercallings.net. That's R-O-B-B-I-E. At careercallings.net. Looking forward to continuing our interview with Josh Kimbrell, host of Common Sense Radio, here on Christian Talk 669 AM and 92.9 FM. And right before the break, Josh, we were talking about several things. Now I want to start this segment off with this question. Are you ready?
Go for it. Yeah. I'm never going to be any more ready than I am right now.
I hear you, man. Was there a time in your life when you were confused about which career path God would have you follow? And if so...
Yes.
Okay, but that... Okay, well, no, we disregard the if so, then, because you just said yes. So the follow-up question is, tell us about that time of confusion, and how did God clear the smoke for you?
Well, I mean, there was a... Briefly, again, in college, a lot of this stuff happened in college. A lot of the seeds of what I've tried to do since were kind of planted in college. And one of the... things I did. I mentioned working with a congressional campaign as a freshman in college, and as a sophomore, I worked in the office of then Governor Mark Sanford during his first term. And I do like to remind people that was what I call BA. You know what that stands for, Robbie?
No. What does it stand for?
Before Argentina.
Yeah, there you go.
Before the governor visited Buenos Aires, but I worked in his office briefly then, and there, at the time I got to know a number of political activists around the state, folks who were pretty large party fundraisers and raised a lot of money for Republican candidates. And, I was, I guess, 20 at the time. I was junior, so I was a sophomore then, so I was 19, 20, and there was a primary. It was a primary election. It was 2006 was coming around, and that was when Governor Sanford was running for re-election. And one of the person on the governor's staff and a political ally of then Governor Sanford wanted to get a guy out of a state house seat in Spartanburg County who opposed their position on school choice. And I was very big into the notion of school choice, still am, by the way. I mean, big believer that parents ought to pick where their kid goes to school. They ought to have influence over that. They shouldn't pay property taxes and then tuition bill. It's double taxation in my view, but I'll save that soapbox for my 5 o'clock show. But that to be said, there was a state representative who at the time was opposing the Governor Sanford's agenda on education and tax reform and a number of other things where the governor and I agreed. And they said, look, we'll give you $25,000. This guy worked for the governor. So we'll get $25,000 in a campaign account for you if you would just go run against a state house member in Spartanburg. Hmm. All right. Now, for a guy that always wanted to run, right, and always liked the idea of public service and being in public office, that was pretty appealing as a sophomore in college going into my junior year to run for the legislature.
Right.
I thought, I'll do this. This is the right time to do it. They're going to pay for it. Let's go for it. Let's do it. Well, I called around. I talked to a few friends. I had conversations with people around in my circle of influence and talked to people with gray hair. I've always found talking to people who are older than you is good because you can avoid a lot of the bad decisions that they've made. You just use, you know, the benefit of their experience. They were the guinea pigs. They did what was right or wrong. You save yourself a lot of problems by talking to some of them. And they said, look, it's great. We know that you eventually will be involved in public life, and it's that's fine and well, but you probably need to go get some experience in the private sector first. So you're not one of these guys that hops from every county council to the state house, the state house to this office, and you just become one of these lifetime political hoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't want to hear that, frankly. I was like, you know, come on, guys. This is what I've always wanted to do. This is the time to do it. At the end of the day, I relented. I listened to the good advice of a lot of people around me. I chose not to do that. And at the time, I thought this is just awful. This is miserable. And I didn't exactly know what I would do after that. But I can tell you definitively that the radio work we've done since then, the Policy Foundation we started as a result, none of that would have happened had I run for that. And there are more listeners to the program now than there would have been in the state house district I would have represented. So, yeah, I mean, it worked out. It was the right choice not to do it. But at the time, I didn't believe that. And I reluctantly listened to people who I believe God put my life to dissuade me from making a bad decision.
I tell you what, there is so much biblical wisdom behind that statement. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And, you know, a lot of times we make horrible, horrible career decisions because we don't counsel with people of the gray hair or gray head, as you said, the hoary head, as the Bible calls it, someone who's got wisdom to guide us on and give us information that we would absolutely not be able to understand on our own. So that's a very good life lesson and takeaway. If you, Josh Kimbrell, were sitting in a room of high school seniors, what would be the best piece of career advice you could give them?
Eat breakfast with people who are older than you as often as you can. I mean, no kidding. For
That's
me,
good.
That was something I did throughout college. I, at least once or twice a week, I went and ate breakfast with somebody who was a corporate leader or business owner or political leader. It was kind of interesting being at the time 20 years old, 19, 20, 21. I was pretty regularly sitting down with people who were legislators, member of Congress, or something else. And that was huge for me because you grow, you become a lot wiser than your years. Not that I think I'm not wise. I'm only wise if somebody thought me happy. But mm-hmm. I listened to people and met with people, and I think that's important. I mean, going to college is great. You should. But there are a lot of things you're never going to learn from a textbook in our business class or a political science class. Or whatever the case is, I think it's really important to meet with people who are older than you, harder than you, have more experience than you. So that would be my single piece of advice. Meet with people who are older and smarter than you as often as you can.
Now, a follow-up question to that is this. If you happen to be allergic to getting out of bed before 9 a.m. in the morning, could you do a lunch instead of a breakfast? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I think the principle is just break bread with them and spend time with them. You don't have to do it at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, or 6:30.
With Donald.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. Fair enough. Has there been a time in your life when God directed you down a particular career path that you just did not understand, maybe didn't want to go down? And if so, what kind of lessons did you learn from that experience?
Well, I'm there right now, so I can't answer that question real clearly yet. But, yeah, I mean, it's in the same vein, right? I mean, I don't feel like I've fundamentally... I heard once at a conference that you need to focus on the why of your life, and the what will be easier to deal with. In other words, think of your overarching purpose. What is your overall calling? What are you passionate about? And there are lots of ways you're going to pursue that. There are a lot of avenues to pursue a passion. I think the most important thing is find out what you're passionate about, figure out how to do it, and that's going to change over time. I mean, that's going to be manifested in a whole range of ways. So, yes, it's happened. It's happening now. Is my overall purpose or calling changed? No. The way in which you pursue it will change over time. That's never going to be... I mean, look, gone are the days of working at a textile mill and starting when you're 19 and retiring when you're 65, and that's your only job you ever held. I just don't think most people do that, first off. And if you really want to pursue more of a career or a calling, it's not going to work that way at all. There's going to be a whole range of ways it's kind of manifest over time, and it will change.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And of course, the ultimate purpose we all have is to do what we do for God's glory and honor. So, and I think you're right. There's going to be different seasons in our lives where He will give us passions and energy to do a particular thing, and then that absolutely can change at a later time at His will and behest. And the biggest challenge we have as Christians is being willing to obey and to, number one, to understand and read those changes as they're coming down the pike, and then having the humility to obey the call and the direction that God's given to us to go. How about a personal habit, Josh? What's a personal habit that has contributed to your success and service to the Lord, and one that you can share with us?
Ask Gary Miller if he can answer it. I want to see how well your producer knows me.
Mighty Maestro, what is the answer to that question?
Buy your shirts and suits from London, England. That's the number one.
I am astounded.
Give away my tutorial advice, but that wasn't what I was referring to. Try again, Gary.
I'm not sure, Josh. Go ahead. Other than meeting
Red
with
Red Bull, man.
Oh,
Red Bull.
I should have known that. I've seen a Red Bull in your hand a time or two.
Look, if you're going to pursue trying to do some big things, you got to have energy. You know, it's not going to be a 4-hour-a-day ordeal, so I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
Sure.
I mean, you got to be willing to go way beyond the normal 8-hour-day, but Red Bull, if I had to say one personal habit that helped build confidence or anything else, I've done a Red Bull, man. Gary, you and I need to figure out how to get stock with those guys, man. We would make them.
It's too late now. They're making a fortune, and they haven't had to pay us a thing.
Yeah, that's a true statement.
That's
true.
We could buy at least if we own stock, we're paying ourselves, right?
Well, if I could add my own two cents to that, the non-chemically induced energy side of things, I've really increased my workout regimen in the past year or two, just with simple buying of a used treadmill and walking 2 or 3 miles, 4, 5, 6 times a week, and in addition to some other things I was already doing.
That's very important. Fitness is huge, and I mean, I've run a good bit. I mean, I run 2 or 3 miles a day normally now. I'd do that or some kind of workout. I mean, so yeah, I think that's tied to Red Bull. So I go back to my original.
That's how you get the energy to run. Yeah, but it certainly clears the mind and reduces stress and gives you more energy. If you could recommend just one book, Josh Kimbrell, for our listeners, what would it be and why?
Oh, that's a hard one. There's so many great books. Greatness. I can't remember the guy who wrote it. That's terrible. I can't remember that author's name, but I remember the lessons of it. It's a dual biography. Kind of rare you have that. It's a dual biography of Sir Winston Churchill and President Ronald Reagan. And it's talking about the essence of their greatness, their belief in a cause greater than themselves, their willingness to sacrifice their lives if necessary in service of that cause, and their belief that the Almighty ultimately orchestrates the affairs of men. So I would highly recommend the book Greatness. It was published about probably nearly 10 years ago now. But it's a dual biography of Winston Churchill and Ronald Reagan, and it is one of the most inspirational books I have read in my entire life.
Well, we will definitely link to that at careercallings.net/radio with a copy of today's broadcast. Josh Kimbrell, we can certainly want to say thank you for joining us today, and people can reach you at joshkimbrell.com and learn more about you and your ministry. And thanks so much for being with us as we close up today's program.
Well, and I appreciate it, Robbie. Thank you. And if I could get one shameless plug, in the coming weeks, there's going to be a new website we launch called fatherhoodontrial.com. And let's just say it has something to do with the release of the new book.
Amen. Oh, amen to that. We're looking forward to learning more about that shortly. Josh Kimbrell, thanks a lot for being on Career Callings. And you, the listener, we're glad you were here with us today. You can get a copy of today's broadcast and also the necessary links at careercallings.net/radio. God bless.